Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Betty Otten over Lewis Way. Good morning to you, Betty.
Good morning.
Betty, you know, traditionally I believe Lewis would be having a celebration this weekend, but that's not happening this weekend.
No, it's not. We have changed the celebration this year to the 30th of June.
Okay.
And that's next weekend.
That's right. And, you know, so the good news is it's not just not going to happen. It's happening a week later and maybe a few less competitive kinds of things. So it's good. The 30th. And you know what? That's the last day of June. What a way to celebrate.
We're just going to celebrate and hope that everybody comes out because it is the last day of June and have fun.
You bet. So let's kind of go over the schedule. What time do things start, Betty?
Well, at 9 a.m., we're going to have craft vendors. Some of them are going to be in the park, and some of them are going to be in the community center. They'll be ready to accept customers at 9 o'clock.
Okay. And, you know, it may be the end of June, the middle of summer, but I like to go to those things because I often do Christmas shopping. I'm one of those people that kind of shops all year long. And so it's always fun to see what's new and different and handmade, homemade, see what the craftspeople have done. So, you know, it's good to go see what's happening.
Yes. And then at 10:45, we will have the kiddie parade. And the parade lineup is at the school, as always. And it starts at 10 o'clock, and we just want anybody and everybody. You don't have to pre-register. Just show up and join the parade.
Is there a theme?
No theme.
Okay.
You can do whatever you want. If you want to do a float, you want to do it for 4th of July or to honor the veteran or just a fun float, that's what we want.
Or
it's
you
a variety.
This is the kids' parade? Or is this the big parade?
This is the big parade.
Okay. So could people, I'm thinking, ride bicycles as a group? Or they don't have to have a float?
No. They don't have to have a float. They don't have to drive machinery. Yeah, they can walk in the parade.
Okay. Maybe, is the goose man coming, the one that always has the herding the geese along? Is he coming this year?
No, he's not.
No, shucks. Well, it's up to people to be creative. You know, Betty, one of my favorite all-time parade entries, and not locally, I'm sorry to say, but was a grocery shopping market brigade. And they had done all these things, you know, just made all the formations. So, hey, be creative. You don't need to spend a lot of money or a lot of time even.
That's right.
I'm guessing you usually have some old tractors and some old cars and those kinds of things, too.
Well, yeah, we try to, and we're having the show and shine once again.
Ah.
So it's no pre-registration. If you've got an old car and you want to show it off, we're parking them north of the park, and you just come and sit with your car.
So they could drive it in the parade and then have
yes.
it in the show and shine. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
No. Good.
Yes. So. And then after the parade, the Lewis volunteer firemen are doing the lunch, hot dogs, hamburgers, potato salad, chips, and baked beans, and it's a free will donation.
Where is that at?
That's at the fire station.
Okay. Well, hey, that makes sense. Have the firemen do it at the fire station. And you have a pretty new fire station in Lewis.
Yes. It's only a few years old, and we're very proud of it.
Yeah. I know there was a lot of work in your community to get the money raised to get that job done. So if you haven't been to see the fire station, hey, that's a good thing to do.
Yes.
So parade, you said the lineup for the parade starts at 10. And what time will the parade itself begin?
11.
Okay. Very good. And are there seats, or should people bring chairs? Or?
Oh, no, they'll need to bring their lawn chairs or just sit on the sidewalk.
Okay.
There will be some picnic tables set out available for people to sit at. at 1 o'clock, we're having a talent show and an open mic. So if somebody wants to come and sing, they're more than welcome to. The horseshoe tournament starts at 1 o'clock, and the kids' tractor pull is at 2.
So when you say horseshoe tournament, right, at 1 o'clock?
Yes.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's just so old hometown kind of thing. I don't know how many people do that. I know some parks have spaces to do that, but to me it's just, it's something that recalls my growing up years because my dad and my uncle and folks like that played horseshoes. And I hear that sound in my mind when the horseshoes clang. It's a neat thing.
Yes, yes. And we're going to have a lot of games in the park. We're also going to have the dunk tank.
Uh-huh.
And so we've got, hopefully, something won't happen, but we're going to have Darby in the dunk tank from 1 to 2. Ryan Archibald is going to be in there from 2 to 3. And we're going to have Chad Fries in there from noon to 1. And we're going to have Rob from ULP, hopefully, from 3 to 4. So
come and dunk your favorite guy.
Exactly, exactly. And we've got carnival games, and the Lewis Life Preservers will be set up under the shelter with drinks and cotton candy. And so we want everybody to come and enjoy that. And then our smoked meat dinner that's put on by the celebration committee. We're having smoked pork, coleslaw, a pasta salad, and drinks. We're also going to have cake and homemade ice cream.
Ooh, yummy. And what time does that begin?
That starts at 5 o'clock, and it, too, is a free will donation.
Okay. You know what? You could just eat all day long.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah.
And good stuff. So,
yeah.
So come and go. You could start at 9 o'clock if you want and end up. Is there anything after in the evening?
Oh, absolutely. We're having live music down at Wyrick's by the school. It's Soul Cat Entertainment. And we're going to have fireworks again this year. And our fireworks start at 10 o'clock. So you can go down and dance, sit and listen to the music and just relax and just enjoy the whole evening.
Okay. And I'm thinking, you know, somebody can't come the whole day. Come and go. Make it fit your schedule, but just come and enjoy all the things going on. And I know, Betty, I have said this so many more times for all kinds of events. It's a time to see people that maybe you don't see other times in other places during the year. So it's a good visiting time.
Yes, definitely. And just come and veg and walk around and don't forget to stop and look at the Freedom Rock.
Yes.
We've got the Cass County Freedom Rock there in Lewis, and we're very, very proud of that. So take a gander at it, walk around, enjoy it, and enjoy all of the events, and just say a prayer for some good weather.
Yes. Mentioning the Freedom Rock, one of the couple things about that, most of the time it's mostly in the shade because it's in the park, and it's nicely landscaped around there. So it's more than just a really interesting rock. It's a whole area there that people can come and enjoy in the park. And what's that park called? It's not the city park.
Pioneer Park.
Pioneer Park. Thank you. So yes. You can see a little bit more of Lewis by taking a look there. Any other like special celebrations or anniversaries or anything going on that day?
No.
Okay.
No, there isn't.
Well,
the firemen will be having a car bash right after lunch.
All right. So plenty going on. When I say, is there anything else? Well, you have so many things going on for adults and for kids and just a good time. You know what, babe? This is sort of kicking off the 4th of July celebration. You're just getting yours in a little early.
Yes.
So
yes.
get in the mood.
Yes, and hopefully everybody will come and enjoy it, and then they'll be ready for the 4th of July.
You bet. So this is all happening in Lewis on Saturday the 30th, starting at 9 and going past 10 o'clock at night with music and fireworks. So thank you to you, Betty, for not only for visiting with us, but for all the work you do and all the volunteers who make this happen. It's really important to have a community that works together to make all this happen. So thanks to you, Betty Otten.
Well, thank you for having us.
You bet. Until next time, just remember to celebrate all of these community celebrations.